الصلاة وانصرفنا نسلم عليها. We would go to this woman, we would make salam to her. So this is the part of the hadith is bringing, that we would go and we would make salam to this woman. Why? Because she was an old woman. And then he mentions, فَتَقَدَّمْنَاهُ إِلَيْنَا, that she would present this food for us. People that love to have dolin rice after Jummah, sometimes they quote this hadith to say that to have one type of meal after Jummah is something that is proven from the hadith. They like to have dolin rice, they don't like to change that menu on a Friday. So they quote this hadith that this woman would cook the same meal every Friday for the Sahaba that would come there. So they would eat this. Obviously, this is not exactly like dolin rice. This is some barley that is grinded with some beetroot and is put in there. One more hadith will do. And Ummi Hani, Fakhita binti Abi Talib, قالت أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم الفتح وهو يغتسل وفاطمة تستره بثوب فسلمت وذكرت الحديث. And Asma binti Yazid, قالت مر علينا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في نسوة فسلم علينا. ولفظ الترمذي أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مر في المسجد يوما وعزبة من النساء قعود فألوى بيده بالتسليم. These two hadiths that Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi brought show us that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had something known as khususiyat. Therefore, if a person, he just reads hadith on his own, he'll say that these things are sunnah, but not realizing that there's something known as khususiyat, things that are khas, special for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. It doesn't apply to the people in general. One example, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was allowed to marry more than four wives. So somebody says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam married more than four wives, so now this is a sunnah. So now he doesn't understand. There are certain things in deen that are special to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and not applicable to the ummah. So these two hadiths, he showed us that when it came to making salam to women, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had the speciality. He could make salam. Why? There was no chance of fitna at all. Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was ma'asum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had protected him from fitna. So the first one, he says that Ummi Hani radiallahu anha, she was the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said, I came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day when Fathe Makkah, when Makkah Sharif was conquered. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was taking a bath, and Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha was holding up a sheet, a screen, to screen him so that he could take his bath. فَسَلَّمْتُ وَذَكَرَتِ الْحَدِيثِ. Thereafter she made salam to him, and she went on to mention the hadith. So here it's showing that she greeted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The next hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had passed by some ladies, and he made salam to them. And in another riwayat it comes, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passed by the masjid one day. There was a group of ladies sitting there. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam indicated with his hands and he made salam. And we explained that he did two things. He indicated with his hands and he also verbally uttered salam. So this is the sunnat way of making salam. Sometimes we're driving our car, if we want to greet somebody outside, then we indicate with our hands or indicate. But together with indicating with the hands, a person should say the salam verbally. We are actually prohibited from just indicating with the hands. From other hadiths, it shows us that this was the style of the non-Muslims, the Jews and the Christians. They would just indicate with the hand like this is a greeting. We are told that together with the hand, we should make the verbal utterance of salam also. So both things we should be doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.